Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Sharif Colbert, a.k.a. Life Coach ATL. I'm here with my co-host and daughter,
Taylor Colbert.
And we want to welcome you to our You Are Dope podcast, where we are here to uplift, inspire, spread some love, and have a little bit of fun while we're doing it. Our podcast will be airing every other Wednesday. In the meantime, in between time, make sure you be good to yourself. You're a gift to the world, and you are dope. What's up, people? We are back for another episode of You Are Dope. Today, we are talking about procrastination. T, this was your subject that you wanted to talk about today. Why did you want to talk about procrastination?
Basically, I just learned how to procrastinate in high school. I got really good at it, and I just brought it with me in school. I mean, in college, just because if I know I can do it in a quick enough amount of time or however long I have, then I always know I'm going to get it done, basically, end of story. So as long as I get it done, then I get it done. The quality may not be the best, but it got turned in before 11:59. So,
well, you say, I mean, right now you sound like you're bragging about your procrastination. This is what I hear. As long as I got it done, then I get it done.
I mean, that was then. This is now.
I have to tell you, like, where do you feel like you got your procrastination from? Because I have a very good idea.
Honestly, I don't think I got it from anyone, so to speak. I just think I developed it. And I just am good at it. So I kept doing it.
How are you good at procrastination? Tell me, what does that mean? How are you good at it? What does that mean?
I just told you.
What? That you can like procrastinate and you still get good grades? Is that what it was?
Yes.
If I can
write a 5-page paper in 2 hours and still get a 90 and above.
People, now I have to I got to tell y'all the truth now. Taylor, your freshman year of college, come on now. When you lost a scholarship, come on now. Because
my cousin died and I was depressed.
That was why. Now we're going to blame it on chance.
Exactly, yes.
This kid just procrastinated and procrastinated and procrastinated. So, yo, I'm going to give y'all my opinion of like how she started procrastinating. And I think that she inherited it. And she did not inherit it from me. She inherited it from her mother, because that story that she just told about, she could just write a paper literally in like 2 seconds, like, you know. Her mom, oh my God, all through college, I was like, yo, don't you have a paper that was due? That's due? She's like, oh yeah, it's fine. I'll get it done. A paper would be due for like 2 months that she would know about. And she literally would take one evening and finish that paper in an hour and come back with an A. And I'd be like, oh my God, like, I don't know how you are doing. Like, how do you do this? But in my opinion, that's why people continue to procrastinate though. Not anything against you, Tell, but you know, just that's why people procrastinate, is because they get rewarded for it. Like, why would you stop something if you continue to get rewarded and there's no consequences for your actions? So why would you stop?
I will admit there have been some times where I had to take that L. I procrastinated. I open up the instructions for the first time. It's a 7-page essay, 20-slide presentation. You got to get one done. You can't get a zero on it. But sometimes it would be like, is a 50, do you really want a 50? Or should you have done it originally and gotten a 100 or a 90 or whatever the case may be? Because sometimes I'd be looking at my grades like, dang, if I did that one thing right before, I don't know. If I didn't do it the day before, I probably would have gotten an A in the class, you know? So stuff like that.
Okay. Well, I mean, so procrastination to me is the thief of all goals. I mean, it's going to rob you from the things that you want to do. I cannot say that I honestly have that in me. Like, I've never been a procrastinator. If something needs to get done, I do it immediately so that I don't have to worry about that. Unfortunately, that comes from my childhood, like, because it was so dysfunctional. Like, I didn't know when things were going to happen. So for me, if I stay 2 steps ahead of everything, then I would be okay. Does that make sense, T?
Yeah.
So I never, ever, ever, ever procrastinated. And that was why, because I really was afraid that like, well, if I put this off, then something else is going to pile up and it would give me anxiety. It would be like, I don't know where I'm going to live. So I'd make sure all of my clothes were always packed. I didn't know what I was going to eat. So I would make sure I'd have food up under the bed. Like, I was always like 5 steps ahead of everything that I was doing because I didn't know what was coming next. So I inherited that, but it's actually helped me out throughout life. that I don't procrastinate on anything. Anything that needs to get done, I do it right then and there. If you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. And I always stay ready.
Yeah, I do like the quote, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. But I mean, I feel like in your circumstance, it's kind of extreme. Well, I mean, not extreme, but like just we have different circumstances. So I never really had to, you know, procrastinate. I mean, figure out my next meal and where I'm going to stay.
Well, thank God we did a good job in that area, man.
Okay, you didn't have to worry about that. I'll say maybe we know that we're going to have to stay at your house because, you know, you and mommy used to switch off. I would never have my clothes packed. And I would always have to pack. I would always not be like, I just wouldn't be happy with my clothing choices, but that's because I procrastinated, even though I knew I'd be staying with my father at the end of the week.
Why? And then y'all, what she would do is that she would be like the last second, last minute. And then all of a sudden here, she comes out with bags of clothes and clothes in her hand and stuff is falling down. I'm like, yo, all you had to do is just put it in a backpack. I don't understand.
And her stuff will be like, we lost a lot of articles of clothing because of that. I won't lie.
Do you still do that? Be honest.
No. Well, you should see my room right now. Y'all have to move out in like 6 days. Lord Jesus. And then I just got sick and I was putting off a lot. But now I'm like, I gotta clean, I gotta pack. And I get myself like a little anxiety attack the other day because I'm like, I have so much stuff around me, I can't do this.
So then it is true, you are still procrastinating then.
Yeah, just not academically. I'm an academic weapon now. But a lot of other stuff. Like, for example, yesterday I was getting ready for a party and she was like, you know, you can come after 8:30. I was like, okay, I'll get dressed around 8-ish. I'm going to leave the house around 9. I didn't leave the house until 10:30.
Oh, my God.
Taylor. And on top of that, I'm over here like, oh, yeah, she's close. Why was the girl 30 minutes away? So, yeah, that kind of backfired on me.
Do you do that often? Do you feel like you do that stuff often?
Yeah.
Taylor.
I don't know if it's like... It's actually kind of bad because I do this on purpose, but like I'll purposely be like 45 to an hour late to an event just because I want to make sure the event, you know, it's jumping before I go. So it's like my visit.
Well, that I could kind of understand. I mean, if it's an event, I mean, if it's like a party or something like that, you don't want to be the first person as you want to kind of show up a little fashionably late. But what you just described was not that. She said 8:30. You didn't show up to her house till 10?
Yeah. You know what's funny? Maybe we do get it from mommy.
Maybe?
We wouldn't be leaving the house for school. Well, actually, that was probably on us, though. But we would leave the house late for school. I'd be getting in trouble for at my tardiness. I'd be like, I don't even drive.
Yo, you know, Kennedy used to be like, Pops, I have something major due tomorrow. So I really need you to take me to school. It can't be mommy because I can't be late.
Yeah.
She used to do it all the time. She used to be like, Pops, no, for real. I really need you to take me tomorrow because I can't be late. Because y'all know, like, I'll be sitting in the car waiting like, come on, let's go. We got to go. And here comes Taylor, all her books in her hand, clothes in her hand, looking crazy. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm working on it, though. I am. I promise.
So why do you feel like people procrastinate, in your opinion? I mean, I know I already said, like, because they get rewarded for it, but what do you think?
I was about to say, if they can get away with it, then they can get away with it. And just like stealing.
Okay, well, I mean, I do believe that. But I will tell you, though, with my coaching, I actually had a client who was procrastinating. And I'm saying this because in some cases, in my opinion, procrastinating, they're putting it off for a reason. Like it could be that it's just not that important to you. It could be like I'm about to give you the example of my client. So she had been procrastinating. She hired me because she was like, I really need some accountability with some of the things that I want to get accomplished. I'm like, all right, bet. Talk to me about some of the stuff that you've been procrastinating. One of them was cleaning out a room of hers that her mother had lived in and her mother had passed. And she had been putting it off for probably about 2 or 3 months. And she just was like, I don't understand like why I keep putting this off. And at the end of the day, what ended up happening was that she didn't want to say goodbye to her mom. So that was her way of holding on to her a little bit longer. But for her, she felt that she was procrastinating and she was getting on herself. And so I had to bring some clarity to that and be like, no, it makes sense why you'd be putting that off, because you're not ready to say goodbye yet. And then after that revelation, she was just like, oh my God, wow. Like, I didn't even think about it like that. So again, I think that some people do procrastinate because they just can get away with it. But I also feel like some people procrastinate because there's a reason behind it. And, you know, if you dig a little bit deeper and you really and truly ask yourself, like, for instance, Taylor, you probably really didn't want to go to that party.
Oh, no, I did.
Okay. I mean, you've been not feeling well the last couple of days. So I'm like, maybe she didn't want to go.
No, there have been some where I'm just like, oh, yeah, girl. No, I do that with people. I'll be like, okay, I'll let you know when I leave, or I'll let you know if I'm going out. Radio silent, because I don't to you for real.
Okay, well, so the question that I always ask my clients when they get on and they say, I'm a procrastinator and I want to stop procrastinating. And I'm going to ask you this question, the question I ask them. T, if you were offered $5 million to be downtown Atlanta at 4 o'clock in the morning, what time would you be there?
3:30.
That's exactly what all my clients say. So a true procrastinator, it wouldn't matter if it was $100 million on the line. If they're going to procrastinate, they're going to procrastinate. So what I would say to you is, maybe some of the things that you're doing just ain't that important. Because if it was $5 million on the line, your ass would be downtown Atlanta at 3:30 in the morning.
So do I need to make them more important to me then?
Yeah, you got to find the importance of the things that you're doing. I mean, I don't know about a party, but I mean, if you find the importance of the things that you're doing, it can definitely help you with your procrastination. Some other things that can help with procrastination is just doing it immediately. As soon as you see something that you need to get done, do it right away. Because if you put it off, what's going to happen? It's probably not going to get done. And on top of that, more things are just going to pile up. And then...
So that's how I'm feeling now about my fellowship I got accepted to. We have so many documents. I'm like, okay, I'll do it. And it's like, oh, Jesus Christ. We have so many.
Like, how much? You got a whole bunch of stuff to do?
I mean, it's just like onboarding and like this training video that I have to watch. But like, we had to fill out like a document and stuff and like guided notes. So yeah, I have to find time to watch it. And I'm like, I graduated and I'm moving out.
Taylor.
And then I go on a cruise. So yeah. This is gonna be interesting for sure.
All right, can I give you a little bit of advice? I try not to offer you advice these days unless I ask for permission first, but well, partially is because you don't listen. I take that back. You do listen sometimes. All right, so listen, if you want to stop procrastinating, this is what I advise you to do. I advise you to start making a list of the things that you need to get done, prioritizing that list and seeing that list. Seeing that list will help you out tremendously, because it's like, okay, I see this. I see that I have to do this thing for my fellowship. When is that due by? Okay. I see that I have to get out of my apartment by a certain day. When do I have to be out by? Okay. I see that I need to go to the gym. Okay. When do I need to do that? So by seeing these things visually, it will definitely help you out. And again, prioritizing, like, okay, I can't do all this at one time. What needs to get done first? So you figure out what needs to get done first, knock that out. And then you know what happens? Once you start knocking out those little, small little feats, you start to feel good about yourself. And when you start to feel good about yourself, then it's like, okay, I see what happens when I don't procrastinate. I feel good about this. And it makes you want to keep going. It makes you want to keep doing more stuff. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that advice? Are you going to follow that advice?
No, yes. I think I already take some of it into account. Like, if I'm catching up on schoolwork or something, I'll just little small things, little small assignments. And then I'm like, okay, now I can go ahead and do my blah, blah, blah. I can go ahead and do this. I can go ahead and do that. So, yeah, I will be doing that.
And doesn't it free up time for you, though? Like when you like it frees up more time for you to do other things instead of waiting until like the last second. Now you're all stressed out. You got all this anxiety. You don't know what to do. And here you are freaking out. Why me? Why me? And then here comes your father. Well, you know what? No trouble's greater than the trouble you bring up on yourself.
Literally. And now we're fighting.
You're not fighting with me. You're going to be fighting with yourself, because I'm looking at you like, hey, this is not my problem anymore. This is Howard University's problem.
Whatever.